欢迎进入常春藤生活英语。我们提供您新鲜的流行新知，实用的生活绘画，丰富的旅游介绍，详尽的全民英检。现在就让我们一同体验常春藤生活英语的魔法世界吧。
Hi and welcome to Enjoy English. My name's Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Frank.
And today we have a new topic. It's called Step by Step. And it's going to teach you how to do something. This is particularly helpful if you have younger brothers and sisters or you're a kindergarten teacher. You'll really learn something from this activity.
Yes, and it's doing something for a special holiday.
My birthday!
Whoa.
Yeah.
No.
No. For one of my favorite holidays, I know they have Canadian Thanksgiving. Of course, Americans have Thanksgiving. It's a different day. Do the British?
No.
Because I know Thanksgiving was, you know, to celebrate being thankful for the blessings that they had in the New World, which was North America.
It was thankful to the Native people、
mm-hmm.
who taught them how to grow corn and which animals they could kill and eat.
Right.、
and for having enough to see them through the second winter, because the first winter, what, half of the pilgrims died?
I think,
maybe
more.
It was awful.
Yes, awful.
Awful.
It was awful. Uh-huh. But do the British have any similar thing where they would eat turkey or goose or no?
No, goose at Christmas.
Just no. Okay.
好，所以我们今天就是要教这个感恩节啊。感恩节的英文呢就叫做 Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving 这个节日呢非常的好，就是这个美国啊，他们当初这个新移民到美国的人，因为这个
还有加拿大的人
啊，还有加拿大的人。
Yeah.
Thank you.
You
always forget.
I'm learning. I can't just say America.Anymore.
Okay.
Not with Amanda near me.
对，我现在越来越小心了，一定要美加，美国跟加拿大这样子。
In fact, when I do my radio show on ICRT,、
mm-hmm.
and I say something, and then I say America, I immediately say, oh, and Canada. Amanda, if you're listening, I mean North America, all of it.
Always remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I remember that now.
好，所以呢
Good job, Teacher Steve.
这些新移民啊，他们就是在这个原住民的帮助之下度过了第一个寒冬，所以他们要用感恩的心来啊，感恩节，感谢这些原住民印第安人。好，
好 ，Let's take a look at
building your vocabulary.
Number one is great. It's homemade. Homemade.
自制的，家里做的。
These homemade cookies taste great.
Thanks for sharing them, Teacher Steve. Yum.
You're welcome.
Number two is harvest. Harvest.
收割
The farmers are busy harvesting rice.
Number three is classic. Classic.
经典的
Cats is a classic musical. Now, Cats is very famous,、
mm-hmm.
and we can say, wow, that's a classic, meaning...It's a one-of-a-kind, it's very special, but usually when we're talking about it being a classic, we also mean that it's, not only is it very great, it's unique, but it's also usually older.
It's something that, even after 20 years, mm-hmm. is still considered to be terrific.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it was popular for 5 years, and then after that people thought, oh, that's old-fashioned, that's no good.Year after year after year. I mean, Cats ran for 30 years or something.
Something like that.
They had their last show about a year ago. It ran for a long time. It was a classic.
Mm-hmm.
And the last word is trace. Trace.
描摹描绘
I couldn't draw a dog, so I traced a photo. Oh, that sounds like me.
I was going to say, that sounds like me.
My dogs, I can only draw Snoopy. I can't draw real dogs.
We also have two phrases for learning. Number one, keep something in mind. Keep something in mind.
记住
Janet always keeps her budget in mind while she is shopping for new clothes. Unlike some people I know.
That's right. Some people who just go, oh, I can put it on my credit card. I'll pay it later. All right. Number two is make use of. Make use of.
利用.
Carrie made use of some empty plastic bottles and turned them into musical instruments.
Hmm.
Cool.
Very creative.
Yeah. Have you ever blown across the top of a bottle to make that sound? sorry,
you
students.
Don't have a bottle.
I can't do it very well without a bottle.
I have. I'm not so great at it.
Yeah.
In fact, I sound almost just like you did without your bottle.
Well, let's move on to our extra words. Number one is pumpkin. Pumpkin.
南瓜.
Number two is feather. Feather.
羽毛.
Number three is beak. Beak.
鸟嘴. 喙.
Number four is glitter. Glitter.
亮片,闪光纸屑.
Terrific. Let's have a look at the first paragraph of Preparing for Thanksgiving.
Homemade Thanksgiving decorations are easy and fun to make. All you need is some colored paper, crayons, and your imagination.You should keep a few things in mind when you select materials for your decorations. Since Thanksgiving is an autumn holiday, use colors like gold, red, orange, and dark green. Also, autumn is the time for harvesting, so you can make use of pumpkins, corn, and other vegetables as decorations. Most importantly, remember the turkey.Turkey pictures, statues, and feathers are a must. Hmm.
Well, now let's have a closer look. Homemade Thanksgiving decorations are easy and fun to make. Thanksgiving decorations are decorations you will put up around the time of Thanksgiving. And if they're homemade, it means you make them at home. You didn't go out to a store and buy them.Now, making them is easy and a lot of fun.
所以呢，自制的感恩节装饰啊，是一件啊简单又有趣的事情。OK, 我们 homemade 就是自制的，譬如说 homemade bread, 自制的面包 homemade cookies, or homemade jam.
I made homemade raspberry jam with my mother. I went back to the U.S. this last summer. And we made homemade raspberry jam, and I brought three bottles back with me.
Yes.
And wow. Within a month, two bottles were completely gone.
Wow.
Yeah, bummer.
Yeah.
Bummer. What a bummer.
I shared with too many people.
Okay, so 我们刚听到那个 raspberry 就是我们的
覆盆子。
覆盆子。Okay, yep. 这怎么拼呢?
R-A-S-P-B-E-R-R-Y, raspberry. It's my favorite jam.
Okay.好所以呢就是自制的东西。另外呢我们看到后面的 are easy and fun to make. 啊这个 to make 就是一个不定词用来修饰前面的这个 fun. 好。
All you need is some colored paper. So all you need to make these homemade Thanksgiving decorations is some colored paper, paper with different colors, crayons, which is...
蜡笔
yeah.
And your imagination, like your own creative genius.
Wow. Now, that colored paper is often called construction paper, because it's a little bit thicker than like normal white paper we use in our printer, and you can construct or make things with it. So construction is C-O-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-I-O-N, construction.
OK, 所以呢你所需要的只是一些色纸另外呢蜡笔还有想象力就好了。我们看到这边的主词就是 all you need, 啊把它刮弧起来这是一个主词的使用的这个是单数啊所以呢后面是接的是 is, all you need is, 另外呢我们刚刚讲到这个 color paper 也可以等于 construction paper。OK, 那 crayon 就是蜡笔啦。好。
You should keep a few things in mind.When you select materials for your decorations. If you keep a few things in mind, this is our first phrase. It means you should remember or you should consider these things. When you select, or we could say choose, materials for your decorations. The materials, the paper or fabric or paint, whatever it is you're going to use to make these homemade decorations.
OK, 那当你在选择啊材料做这些装饰品的时候，有些事情要牢记在心。OK, keep something in mind. Can we say bear something in mind?
We can indeed, though we don't often say it.
It's a little more formal.
A little more formal.
Yep.
OK, 所以呢这个 B-E-A-R, bear something in mind, 可以，但是呢比较少用，因为比较正式一点，这样子。好。
Since Thanksgiving is an autumn holiday, or we can say because Thanksgiving is a fall or autumn holiday,、
mm-hmm.
which is August, September, November.
I would say
September, October, November.、
Yeah. Use colors
like gold, red, orange, and dark green. So use colors that you would see out in nature at this time of year.
In
North America.
In the northern, let's say in the northern hemisphere, in the more northern countries. So Canada, the States, England, you know, northern Europe as well. Because、
yeah.
the leaves change color.And then they fall to the ground. It's kind of hard to explain this concept to、
mm-hmm.
very small children in Taiwan.
You have to show them pictures.
Yeah, but even so,
very beautiful.
It's best to see it, and then you understand.
好、yep. 所以呢、哎、这个因为感恩节啊是一个秋天的节日，所以呢要用的颜色像是金色啊，或是红色、橘色，还有深绿色。啊，为什么用这些颜色呢？就是因为他们在那边会啊，秋天会有落叶。加拿大的那种枫叶这样很漂亮、
exactly.
对啊那就
加拿大
或者是美国、欸、美国有吗
美国也有
It's okay、I'm not as picky about that as
yes,
Amanda
we are, we are.、嗯、yeah, 对啊我们比较、
okay.
好所以加拿大非常美丽的落叶这样所以这个颜色就是用这些颜色好所以我们看到那个 use colors like 这个 like、啊、是一个介系词意思是 such as 的意思
Also autumn is the time for harvestingIf you are harvesting something, well, this is our second word in building your vocabulary. It means you go and pick the ripe fruits
or
vegetables or grains. Mm-hmm. So the farmers will go and gather these foods that are ready to be picked.
嗯，另外呢，因为这个秋天啊，也是一个收割的季节。我们记得这个 harvest 可以当作啊动词，在这边是当作动词，也可以当作名词啦。OK.、
嗯
So, you can make use of pumpkins, corn, and other vegetables as decorations. It says because autumn is the time for harvesting, you have a lot of these vegetables or fruits available.、
Mm.
So it says you can make use of them. Pumpkins, corn, and other vegetables as decorations. You use them to, you know, make your feast or your decoration look more
beautiful, because of course in the States, Thanksgiving is the fourth Thursday of November.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably not many flowers that you can pick to decorate your table
in November, no.
Okay, so、
Maybe、
you want、
none.
To put something, exactly, you want to put something bright and cheerful looking. So the pumpkins are orange. There's also different kinds of squash. It's another kind of vegetable like pumpkin, which are green and yellow, and corn.So these are available, and you can put them out. They look pretty.
Okay, 所以呢，因此啊，你在这个秋天的这个季节，他们可以，你可以利用的就是有什么呢？有南瓜啦，或者是有玉米啊，还有其他的蔬菜来当做装饰品。我们特别看到这个 make use of 啊，就是我们刚刚讲的利用啦。啊，另外呢，我们也看到 corn， 诶，这个 corn 啊，我们说这个它的麦，那这个麦穗 the ear of the corn。
Oh, an ear of corn.
An ear of corn.
E-A-R, ear. We can also say a cob of corn.、
Mm-hmm.
C-O-B, cob.
Okay, 所以呢我们刚刚讲到为什么这个是 an ear.
An ear.
An ear.
No, an ear.
An ear. E-A-R.
An ear. Of corn.
Uh-huh.
就是因为它这个玉米啊它的形状、
mm.
是有点像耳朵的这个样子所以叫 an ear of corn.
That's funny, because I've never actually thought of corn as looking like an ear. But anyway, English is strange, students.
Actually, when I was little, I used to draw corn on people's heads as ears.
Okay, Teacher Stephen is weird. Let's move on. Most importantly, remember the turkey. Don't forget the turkey that you need to eat.
Gobble, 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 gobble. Okay, 所以呢，最重要的，记得要有火鸡啦。
Turkey pictures, statues, and feathers are a must. So remember, we're talking about decorations. So pictures of turkeys or statues, little ceramic or plastic models of turkeys.
Yeah, we don't put up big statues of turkeys.
I'm reading this and laughing my head off. And feathers are a must. So we must have feathers as our decoration.
Okay, 所以呢，火鸡的图片啊，或者它的雕饰品和鸡毛都是一些必备的。我们这个 must 在这边是一个名词，是指必备的东西。
Great, let's take a break. Hi, and welcome back. Let's look at the second and third paragraphs. A classic homemade Thanksgiving decoration is a hand turkey. They are very simple to make. First, trace your hand on a white piece of paper. Second, color the four fingers so that they look like feathers. Remember to use lots of color. Third, make an eye on the thumb.And color the body brown. Then, cut out your turkey. Use orange-colored paper to make legs and a beak. Glue the legs onto the bottom of your hand turkey. Last, glue the beak onto the thumb to complete your turkey's face. You're done! If you want, you can also add a hat, glitter, or clothes to your turkey.To make it extra special. When you make homemade decorations, be creative. You can reuse the most beautiful ones each year. This is not only fun, but also a great activity to do with friends and family. Wow, so we've got here our step-by-step directions on how to make your own handmade turkey decoration.
So, a classic homemade Thanksgiving decoration...Now, classic is word number three in building your vocabulary. This means it's a classic. It's, you know, people have been doing this kind of thing for a long time, very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Homemade, handmade, Thanksgiving decoration is a hand turkey, a turkey that you make with your hand.
Okay, 所以呢，经典的自制感恩节装饰啊，就是这个手型的火鸡 ，a hand turkey 就是。形状像手的这个火鸡。
Mm-hmm.
They are very simple to make, very easy, very quick to make.
嗯，他们呢很容易做，所以呢 very simple to make. 好。
First, trace your hand on a white piece of paper. If you trace around the edge, you'll see this is word number four in building your vocabulary. Put your hand on the paper and move your pen around the outside of your hand.
嗯，首先呢，就在一张白纸上描出你的手啊，譬如说把你的手摆在这个白纸上，然后呢，照着你的手的轮廓描出来一张你的手的形状。
Second, meaning the second step, color the four fingers so that they look like feathers. Now, why do we say four fingers? Because it's four fingers and a thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we color the four fingers, not your thumb, so that they look...Like feathers, you can draw on them, color, do whatever you would like.
嗯，接着呢，就将四只手指头啊，着色，让它们看起来有点像羽毛那个样子。所以我们看到这边讲的 finger, 它就是不包括了这个大拇指了。所以是四只手指头。
Yep, and it says remember to use lots of color. When we're little, we often like to color turkey feathers,、
mm-hmm.
or if you're doing a hand turkey, like a rainbow, like、
oh.
orange.Green.
Exactly.
Not usually blues or pinks, that kind of colors. Usually also fall colors. Yellow, orange, gold, red.
Okay, 所以记得呢要用很多种颜色了。
Third, make an eye on the thumb. So draw an eye on the thumb. And color the body brown. The body of the turkey would be the palm of your hand on the drawing.
OK, 然后呢在这个大拇指的地方啊 哎，做画个眼睛，然后呢，把身体涂成棕色的。
Then cut out your turkey. Use scissors to cut out this brightly colored turkey.
然后呢，把你的这个火鸡给剪下来咯。
Use orange colored paper to make legs and a beak. So use this orange colored construction paper that we talked about to make legs, you know, to cut out, draw legs, or draw and cut out legs, and a beak. Beak is number three in our extra words.
然后呢用橘色的色纸啊做出脚和鸡的这个嘴巴的形状。
Can I just interject here? Now, we say orange colored, just to make sure there's no confusion between orange the fruit and orange the color. And it sounds okay, but if someone said use blue colored paper, that to me would sound strange, because if it's blue paper, it's only blue colored paper.
I think grammatically that would be correct,、blue colored paper, but...Yeah, you don't really need to say that.、Get some blue paper.
Yeah.
Get some black paper.
所以呢 orange color paper, 这边是因为怕大家听成那个是橘子。所以呢故意在这边用一个 colored,、orange colored paper.
Yeah.
So it says, glue the legs onto the bottom of your hand turkey. Obviously not onto the top.
然后呢、最后、把脚粘在你的手型的火鸡底下。
I like that. Glue the legs onto the bottom of your hand, turkey.
然后呢
No, I read it a different way. The sentence Amanda just did.
If you put a comma after the word hand, then the word turkey is like a slang expression for a silly person.
Yeah.
So glue the legs.
Glue the legs onto the bottom of your hand.
Turkey.
Turkey. Okay, 冷笑话. Yeah. Next sentence. Last, the last step, glue the beak onto the thumb of your hand turkey, not your thumb, to complete, to finish your turkey's face.
好，所以呢，最后呢，把这个鸡的嘴巴粘在大拇指的地方，然后完成火鸡的这个脸。
And then you're done. You're finished.
Dun dun.
OK, 那这样子的话你就做好咯。
If you want, so if you feel like it, you can also add a hat to your turkey. Glitter is word number four in our extra words. It's very small, sparkly pieces. Or clothes to your turkey to make it extra special. I think that's hilarious, the thought of making little tiny clothes for my turkey.
A hat, I could see.
Yes.
I'd put glitter on the hat.
OK, 所以如果你想要的话也可以帮这个火鸡加上这个帽子啊或者是亮片或者是衣服让它看起来啊更特别。
When you make homemade decorations, when you do things like this, be creative. Use your imagination.
当你在做这种自制的装饰品的时候要发挥创意用你的啊 imagination, 或者、use your imagination.、
Yep.
That's right. That means you don't have to make it look...Exactly like a real turkey.
Or exactly like someone else's.
Yeah, use crazy colors. Add clothes. Do fun stuff.、
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can reuse the most beautiful ones each year. So the ones that are really fabulous, or, you know, the ones that you made when you were a little kid, they're still fun to use 15 years later, and you can sort of laugh at them, but like them.
Okay, 所以你每年、都可以重复使用最漂亮的这个饰品了。
This is not only fun...But also a great activity to do with friends and family. So it is fun, but not only is it fun, it's also great to do as a group activity, especially with your kids.
Okay.
Absolutely.
所以呢，自制的这个视频啊，不仅有趣，也是一个可以跟你的好朋友、家人一起做的这个绝佳的活动了。
So Frank, when your child is, you know, 3 years old, you、
yes.
can start doing handmade turkeys with him.
I will.
Fantastic. Please join us again tomorrow when we will learn how to prepare a perfect turkey. Till then, I'm Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Frank.
Bye.
您想重听今天的广播内容吗？快上常春藤网络书店 www.ivy.com.tw 这里提供您最多免费的英语学习资源最齐全的英语学习教材最丰富的英语广播教学课程还有最多的超优好康 长春藤网络书店欢迎您。